It's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, what is your subject this week?
Well, my subject this week, not a very cheerful subject, actually.
Right.
It's the time of the Great Fire at Radwinter.
And where was the? Where's Radwinter?
Right, Radwinter is around the Saffron Walled and Bardfield area.
Yeah.
You do get an education.
You do, absolutely.
With these snippets, you really do. Yeah.
And what's this big fire? Is it a building?
It was a huge fire. We're going back to the 1st of May, 1874, when, of course, most of the buildings in the village were wooden or thatched. And fire, of course, was an ever-present danger because you had no organised fire brigade with the modern equipment that you have today.
Yeah.
It was form a chain and pass the bucket sort of way to put out fires. Although they did have horse-drawn fire engines, but, you know, pretty basic. The fire spread rapidly. It jumped from the timber to the thatch and on to the next property, a bit similar to the Great Fire of London. Yeah. And by the time the fire was got under control, 24 properties had been destroyed.
Wow.
And 95 of the village inhabitants made homeless. Now, luckily, we're told no humans lost their lives.
Mm.
Quite a lot of livestock lost their life. And obviously a lot of damage at a time when many people, of course, would not have been insured. But somehow the money was found to start gradually rebuilding the parts of the village that had been destroyed. And the architect that was employed was Eden Nesfield. Now, W. Eden Nesfield, to give him his full name, I don't know, I think the W stood for William, but he was not just a run-of-the-mill architect. He was a very famous arts and crafts period architect. So if you go to Radwinter today, you can see examples of the buildings he rebuilt. And one of them, I believe, is the village hall, which is still there.
Do we know how the fire started?
Well, not confirmed, no. But fire started very easily in villages because, you know, so much wood.
Of course.
So much that. I mean, last week I was talking about Daisy Warwick. Of course, Eastern Lodge, magnificent house, sadly no longer there. Only a tiny part of it remains.
Yeah.
But that was actually a victim of fire on at least two occasions. So even if you lived in a magnificent stately home, fire was an everyday occurrence.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. All right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.